It's very exciting and it's all very new. You know, by way of context, Myanmar just opened up to the world in July 2012. And so there's a lot of excitement about the potential for the country, right, going forward. And so there's very good startup incubators in tech, particularly Pandiar, which is run by David Madden. They have 3D printing machines there. There's very motivated entrepreneurs working on gaming, working on, I think, bus ticketing, websites. And so there's a lot of energy in the space.
And now tell us about Coco Tech. You particularly work in the field of healthcare technology. What sort of products do you create?
Right. So Coco Tech was founded by, I'm a Myanmar American, my parents are from there, and founded by myself and my cousin, Yaza Mintu, who is a doctor and computer scientist and is a Myanmar national, born and raised in Myanmar. And what we do is we have a team of 13 people. They're all locals except for me, and we create mobile health apps. We create Meimei, which is a maternal and child health app for pregnant women and parents of young children. And Gemaye, which is a general health app for the general population.
Let's talk about the app related to maternal and child health. Are there particular issues in Myanmar that the technology will help solve?
Myanmar is very under-resourced. It has sort of half the doctors per capita as other Southeast Asian countries. One of the vice presidents recently said, every hour in Myanmar, 8 children die. It has the worst maternal and child under age 5 mortality rates in the region. And in rural areas, about 80% of deliveries are by midwives. There's no doctors in rural areas. And so there's just a lot to work on. And the apps address sort of the absence of healthcare professionals or quality health products in the region by providing the ability to communicate with doctors who are qualified and affiliated with Population Services International, a major health NGO, as well as in the future, though users will be able to purchase high-quality health products in the app. And very importantly, the app provides important health information that has been approved by the Myanmar Ministry of Health.
What do you hope to achieve? What is your end goal in terms of developing these apps?
Right. So it's social impact, sustainability, and scalability, right? And so the sort of end goal, well, I mean, there's never really an end goal, it's always a continuous process, is someone in Myanmar, anywhere they are, as long as they have a phone in their hand, they suddenly have access to quality health information, quality health products, quality health professionals. So that's the end goal. And to do that, we are leveraging, you know, doctor networks from NGOs. We hope to engage with high-quality government doctors in the future. We're engaging with, you know, sellers of high-quality health products. PSI and Living Goods have sales agents who are predominantly women distributing high-quality health products in rural areas. We're teaming up with them. And then, again, providing health information for those who need it, especially those in rural areas who don't have good access to quality health information.
Michael, thank you very much for speaking to us, and congratulations on winning this award. Tell us, what does that mean for Coco Tech and also for the people of Myanmar that you serve?
You know, the award's very important for us and the people of Myanmar because, you know, Myanmar has a lot of challenges. It's just opened up. It needs help in basically any area. And we will need partners and, you know, assistance from very intelligent people and institutions going forward. And so we hope this award brings awareness so we can engage in the partnerships we need to make this work.